Yes, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. Thanks for calling in. This is Steve Clark, and today is the last day in this series on the world. This is the topic for this week was world or cosmos. The Greek word is cosmos, and I encourage you to listen to the other six messages. That would be from the 2nd through the 7th. Today's the 8th. So this is this topic is a broad topic. There's a lot of different things that this word, or as many different times this word is used. And I've looked up a lot of them. I have a few to read to us today and just expound on a little bit here. But one of the first ones that I would like, the first one I'd like to start with is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. It says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" And Jesus, it says that Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." He overcame the world, and he wants us to, too. The church is the called out ones, the ecclesia, those that are called out from the world and called unto a relationship and a fellowship with the living God. And he doesn't want us to be a part of the world. We've seen over these last several days that we're not to love the world. We're not to be friends with the world. We're not to be spotted by the world, and we're not to be conformed to this world. We're also not to adorn ourselves with this world. We've seen many different things this last week. And he wants us to be called out from the world, from the world systems, the monetary system, the religious system, the political system, the fashion system, the sensual system, and all these other systems of the world. See, I have a few more. Entertainment system, the judicial system, the value system, the educational system, the insurance system. These things are the systems of the world that elevate man, they exalt man, but they don't exalt God. God wants us to have him as the center. He wants to be our king, our Lord, our boss, and he wants to rule and reign in our hearts. And it's by faith. He that overcometh the world is he that does it by faith, even our faith, believing that Jesus is the Son of God. In the same chapter, in verse, 1 John 5, verse 19, it says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." And that's where the world is. They're in wickedness. And unless they repent and turn to the living God, they're going to die in their sins and spend all eternity in hell. We also have a few other verses here that I'd like to look at today. In verse 1 Corinthians 3:19, "For the wisdom of the world is foolishness with God." You know, the world thinks they're so wise, but God sees it as foolishness. And they try to exalt themselves and think that they can solve all their problems, but they just can't do it because they're not the one in control. God doesn't want us to just be speaking like the world. He doesn't want us to be thinking like the world. He doesn't want us to be acting like the world. He doesn't want us to be conformed to the world. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Jesus said in John 16:33, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And that's the message for today, is that we can be overcomers through Jesus Christ. We are told not to love the world. We're told not to be friends of the world. We're told not to be conformed to the world or be spotted by the world. And we can be overcomers because Jesus overcame. And we can be overcomers because we look to Him. In the world we're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have to overcome the world, Jesus said. And we can also be overcomers. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. And Lord willing, we will. I just pray that you would be encouraged to not follow after the things of the world, even though there's a religious system there. That doesn't mean it's of God. We need to evaluate and look at all these things in our lives and say, well, is this thing really of God or is it not? So I just encourage you to ponder those things and let the Lord and His Holy Spirit lead and guide you. God bless you. Bye.